Hi, everyone. Okay, so today's bonus episode, we're going to be talking about my pregnancy. So before we get into it, I just want to say a little bit of a trigger warning. If you're trying to conceive, I know how unbelievably hard it is to see and hear about these announcements any time of the year, not just at this time of the year. So if this is going to be hard, listen for you guys, maybe play it at a later date. But I completely have been in your shoes, and I, like, it is the worst, shittest time in the world, and you feel like it's never going to become your time, but just stay positive and pray for your little miracle, and I'm praying for you too. So let's get into it.
Listener.
Listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen.
And me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. Buckle up, everybody. If you're listening to this bonus episode, you have obviously heard the freaking news. Let's get into it. I can't even do. I'm so excited.
I've got acid reflux in my mouth.
Can you say Coco, baby?
Oh, wow. Coco,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God. You guys broke the bloody internet yesterday. I can't believe it.
I still haven't been able to check my phone properly because it's just too overwhelming.
Is it psycho on there? Is it raging?
Yeah. It went pretty ham. Oh,
we've got fish here.
Don't worry about me here. I'm just in the corner cruising. All good.
Welcome to the podcast, Paul.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Third time.
Really? I thought it was more than that.
Don't worry,
third time.
I've been counting.
What have you got to say, Bruzzy?
Oh, mate, yesterday was epic. We announced the baby and yeah, like you said, everyone's just been writing to us and it feels like everyone's pretty stoked for us, and me and Chloe are over the moon. It's going to be epic. But like she said, I actually haven't even checked my phone, to be honest. We had everyone here yesterday just celebrating, and we just, yeah, had the best day ever on Chrissy.
I can see all the messages, but I'm just like, where do you actually begin? Because I feel like once I start responding to the people, everyone's going to respond again. So it's just going
to... It's impossible to get back to people.
The snowball effect. But I definitely have seen them all. And it's so cute because I've been skipped. Like, you cannot keep... Like, I think that there was, like, how many comments on the...
Millions.
Like, tens of thousands of comments. And I was... So that was just on the photo. And then on the messages, I was sort of trying to skim through. And the amount of strangers that, like, have been, like, I actually was... fully crying. I'm thinking, far out. It's so crazy to think that people, not so invested, because like that's not, I don't think that's the right way to say it, but like.
So invested. So many people
were like so happy. It was really nice.
So, so, so invested. So people have been invested in this journey for the last 3.5 years. I was just picturing, like, I was sitting at home. I knew the news and I'm sitting at home watching your post and I was about to come over here. And I, all the comments saying, like, people, complete strangers saying, I'm fucking crying. This is the best thing I've ever read. And I'm picturing all these randoms in their homes that don't even know you guys bawling their eyes out. Like, I was bawling as well. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's actually unbelievable. I still don't believe it. Look at your belly.
I don't know why there's a belly, because right now I'm 14 weeks, but I know heaps of people that are way further along and they have not got a belly. Like, this is...
You've been doing the injections too. They make you more inflamed.
Really?
Oh, I can't wait for everyone to hear. So you need to explain.
It just feels thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like amazing. My mum said when she had all, because I'm one of four, mum said when she had all of us kids, she carried a lot of water weight. Yeah. Like, I feel real puffy and my boobs are like 16 kilos heavier. So
everyone right now would be thinking that it's IVF.
This baby was not IVF. It was natural conception, believe it or not. I'm still shook.
That's blowing minds.
It actually makes me feel so, I'm like a little embarrassed to say that, because so many people are like, whenever you relax, it will happen. I'm like, don't say that to anyone. And I really do think that it actually is, that's what happened.
But still don't say it to anyone.
But still don't say it to anyone. But like, yeah, there was a lot of like things that I think led to this. But, you know, it originally started at the beginning of the year when I went and I had that surgery in San Francisco to treat Asherman syndrome, which is scarring of my uterus. And then I went and saw my IVF doctor after that in America, and she's like, no, it didn't work. You're going to have do surrogacy or have this surgery again. And I was like, I'm not doing this surgery again. Kind of like fast forward a few months, I decided that, okay, surrogacy is the next move. I just want to get a baby in my arms. In the interim, I'll continue to investigate what's going on with myself. And we started looking into the surrogacy stuff, and I think that was, when was that? That was like, I think it was actually the 1st of June, the first week of June. I actually got a few emails from people. Oh, I've got the worst acid reflux right now. It's so heavy.
You've also been breathing so heavily, I actually can't tell. So usually Chloe and I is always rinsing Fish and I for being like these heavy breathers. Apparently we sleep really loudly and we eat loudly. Like everything we do, she loses her mind. And then the other day I was sitting next to her. Carly was actually there. I haven't even told you this yet, but we were on a meeting and I just kept going, looking like aggressively to the side because Chloe's just sitting there going...
Really?
And I was like,
was I really?
I couldn't believe it because you do not make a noise ever. And I was like, she's going to fucking die when I tell her because you literally.
I got ears for nose breathers.
And you were the loudest breather. No, and I was like, that. Okay, I didn't believe you were pregnant genuinely. I was like I did, but I was like, I'm just nervous. And you didn't have a belly or anything. I was like, I just can't believe this is real. And then when you started breathing fucking loudly in this meeting,
that's
I was
a pregnancy
like,
thing.
She's definitely pregnant.
That's a pregnancy thing, right? Yeah. On my app, it told me yesterday that it, like your partner might start getting annoyed with you to sleep with because pregnant people start snoring.
You've always snored.
No, I haven't. I've never snored.
Acid reflux, breathing loudly. Reflux. You've been feeling shit.
Yeah, but
Chloe. The last couple of podcast records, I've had to mute your track because of the breathing.
Really? Is it because I'm too close to the mic?
No, because you're breathing fucking loudly because you're pregnant.
You sound like a pug.
I'm loving this so much.
Keep going, little Miss Puggy.
Puglet, come on. Puglet.
Oh, my God.
I hope the baby comes out and is a little puglet to like mini breathes like Peppa Pig.
Are we done?
Go, sis.
Okay, where was I?
You're in June.
And I feel like at that point in time, you were like, I'm sick of sharing my story. Yeah. I just want to go and heal myself. And you were doing a lot of self-work and you weren't sharing everything because you just had a miscarriage.
So it took about 6 months. I did all this surrogacy stuff. You have to do the counselling, the legal stuff, all that. It's just, I'm going to do a whole another episode on the surrogacy, how you do that in Australia at another point in time because that's like a big topic. But so that kind of all got signed off while I was in Ibiza that I sort of kept working on that. But in the interim, we always try, you know, for the last 3.5 years, we pretty much have continuously tried. But I think because I had such a low egg count, it meant that I never really ovulated and stuff like that. So I never, every month I kind of had hope, but then I was just like, well, it's never really going to happen anyway. So I then stopped drinking on the 1st of September because I was going to do September sober, which I still did do September sober. And I then went and I did that retreat in Santa Monica, that Panchakarma retreat, which was the 5-day retreat. I never really spoke about it too much on it, but I did do a lot of recordings while I was there and I feel like I want to pull it apart properly because I think that whatever I did there was the groundwork to falling pregnant. And then so we went back to Ibiza, finished the Ibiza season and went on our super, super belated honeymoon to the Maldives.
And it rained a lot in the Maldives.
And it rained a lot.
It was just raining every day, so Fish and Coco went to town.
Baby town.
Uno and...
So then we
bang,
went to
bang time.
So then we went to Bali after that, spent the week there. We kind of went there and Paul also hasn't really been drinking. So I was really excited on the 1st of October to have my first drink. And he was like, I'm not drinking. And so I thought, well, what's the point of drinking by myself? I don't want to do that. So I kind of just kept on with that non-drinking. I had two drinks in Bali. I think when I got there, I had a beer because you just can't not have a beer at sunset in Bali. And then we came home from Bali, and I had planned to meet my surrogate. We had signed everything off. We're going to do a transfer with her
in January.
Well, we're going to do a transfer. This was at October at the time, and we were still deciding when we wanted to do the transfer, whether we wanted to kind of do it before the end of the year or if it was going to be within the coming months, basically. And so I was flying in from Bali on the 13th of October, and I was booked in to have a procedure with a woman on the Gold Coast who specialises in women's fertility and like her uteruses and all that sort of stuff, because I know, although I knew I was doing the surrogacy thing, I still wanted to investigate what was going on with me. And so I flew in from Bali, and before I did that test, they were like, we need to do a pregnancy test just to see, like to make sure that you're not pregnant, because we can't go in and like do anything. And I said, well, why would I be pregnant? Obviously I'm not going to be pregnant. And
your boobs were massive.
Yeah.
And you had said to me, fuck, I wonder if I could be, but we were like, nah.
Yeah, and then I literally, I was just by myself at home, and I just peed on a stick, and it was a really faint line. And I was just thinking, you have got to be kidding.
Fuck. And you'd had so many of those before, so you were a bit like,
special guest.
Have we got a special? Oh, hello. We got a special guest.
Can you say Coco baby?
Coco baby.
In the microphone, say it there. Coco baby.
Baby.
Oh, that was nice. So thanks for coming and saying hello.
See ya.
I'll see you soon.
Catch you later. Bye.
Love you.
So you had to actually be like to the surrogate. Plot twist.
Yeah, I was actually meeting the surrogate with Elodie that week. And yeah, I had that. So wait, we did the pregnancy test. It was positive, and I texted my IVF doctor here because I always still have contact with him, even though it wasn't an IVF baby. And I said, Key, I'm literally pregnant. What the fuck? And he was just like, you're joking. And I said, no, I'm not joking. But at this point I was so early. I think it was like 3 weeks and 3 days. And so I went straight up, did my HCG, and the levels were like pretty high. And Paul had just gone to – he had flown from Bali to Manchester, and I flew from Bali to Australia. And so I found out, I think, on the Friday, and he I didn't get to tell him until the Sunday night. I tried, because of the time difference, and I tried so many times to get in touch with him, but every time I was awake, he was like on the road with the boys, or he was at the airport in Madrid, and I said, have you got a minute? I really need to speak to you. And I was thinking, I cannot go one more day without telling you. This is actually killing me. And he was like, I'm on the plane. I said, well, can you answer my call, because I need to tell you something. And I called him, and you were about to take off to LA, and I was like, I'm pregnant, and you're like, you're not, and I said, I am, and then
that was
the best
flight ever.
He had the best. Did you have a drink?
No.
Oh.
Did you cry?
No, I was just more of happy, just happiness, yeah. I've cried about it yet. I just think I've just been so happy about it all. It's funny, I had a lot of my mates who I've rung and told, like real close friends, about it, and I've never seen them ever cry before, and they've been bawling their eyes out. And for me, I'm like, whoa, it means that much to everyone, you know what I mean? So it's amazing to like see the love from everyone. But I haven't really cried. I've had more just happiness. Even when we got to see the scans the other day with the baby, I was just over the moon. I think just because there's so much shit that we've been through for this, it's like, I'm just happy now. It's been so good. But yeah, some of my mates I call that you'd never think would cry are just like on the other side losing it. Like one of my mates went silent on the phone. I thought he hung up, but he was like, I'm just having a moment here. So like that's kind of special. It's amazing to see, you know. Yeah.
Did you believe it? Were you like,
I just didn't know what was going on, to be honest, because, like, again, what Chloe said, we were going to do the surrogate. She was meeting them. Everything was, like, on. We were, like, signing the papers. It was just signed, sealed and delivered. And then she rings me up and goes, I'm pregnant. I'm like, what? How does that work? And then it just was on. But I think, to be honest, again, like, you know, we both changed our lifestyles. You know, I started training a lot. I haven't been drinking. I just been – I think, too, we've been super happy with each other. We've just been enjoying it, enjoying each other's company on the road, off the road. And I think when we did have that surrogacy stuff happen, we let down a, you know, a wall in front of us. I think we were just like, well, this is our journey then. This is how we're going to have it. No matter what, we're going to have our kid this way. And I really think we didn't talk about it, didn't stress us out. And stress is a key factor here because every day she would wake up, I could tell that she was stressed about it. She's always wanted this baby. So have I. But I think, you know, again, with the surrogacy, we just kind of let those walls down and we just got on with our lives and knew that we had a journey coming up with that. And, mate, believe it or not, when people say you relax and you're just into each other and in love with each other, and we went on our honeymoon and there it is. It's just bang, we're having a kid. It's crazy. And, like, for me, it's like, wow. And I think, too, it's just, yeah, like I said, it's just happiness and joy for me.
I just think I had, like, I completely let go of all expectations of myself.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm getting one anyway. So
yeah. I think
not that surrogacy is guaranteed at all, but I was just like, at least I can, you know, do something else.
Yeah, at that point
then putting
in our
my
lives,
body through.
After 4 years, though, at that point we were just wanting a kid so bad that that was it for us. We didn't want to waste any more time, you know. We ain't getting any younger. And I just, we both wanted a kid. So that's how we went down. That's how it went down for us. And yeah, mate, it's just, I think, fucking a miracle, to be honest. It's so special.
It really is. It honestly really is a miracle because, A, I obviously had problems in my uterus. So this doctor in San Francisco, whatever he did, even though my IVF doctor, when I had the follow-up after it, said that the surgery didn't work. And I really just did believe that it didn't work. So that's why I was getting the second, like the 50th opinion. But so obviously that was the start of this. Then I feel like that was that retreat. Then the surrogacy stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, that surrogacy stuff is the scariest thing ever. Like, I was going to counselling and trying to work out in my head how I was going to process this. And, you know, one day I have to tell my baby that I didn't birth it. Like, there was so much going on in my mind, but it was just like, I'm just going to have to, and I don't even know what I thought the counsellors were going to fix. I really was at the point that I was so sad about me not being able to fall pregnant. We tried every month for 3.5 years and we only have ever fallen pregnant twice, naturally. That was at our wedding in 2020 and just now at our honeymoon in 2023. But, and I really do believe that it was just, this baby was like, I've just been waiting and I don't even ovulate. So this was just like, I don't know where this egg came from, but it was like, boom, now's the time. And now it's coming.
Do you think boy or girl?
To be honest, everyone keeps saying boy. To be honest, I don't care what it is. I'm just happy we're having a baby.
Yes.
But I feel like it's a girl.
I was thinking, I was feeling boy when I saw the scan. The scans, by the way, was so, I've only ever really seen like the little scans when they're a dot. But when I saw the actual scans for this one, I'm like, oh my God, we'll scream in the room down. It was so wild. It was the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, that lady that was doing the scan was so onto it too. She could show you everything and go around. It was amazing and she was so nice. Aww. But that tripped me out the other day too, seeing that.
Just makes it so real.
Yeah, kicking and everything. And
he fell asleep halfway through and we're like trying to prod it to try and wake it up and shit.
Oh, my God, because that same lady did us when I was pregnant with Minnie.
Oh,
She kept making me walk out into the hallway and do handstands to turn the baby around.
Really?
So that she could get a better visual on it.
Oh.
Lol.
Right.
Oh, my God, it's just like, I just can't believe it.
I know. It's wild.
You're like 14 weeks. What? Baby on tour.
Baby on tour, I know.
Guys, Minnie's little sibling is loading. It's in the waiting bay. It's on its way. It's coming this year, next year. No, what? Someone told me 2024 is going to be the best year ever.
So basically, we're going to have one of these.
Okay, Minnie, do you want to tell?
Fucking buckle up.
Do you want to say hello to the people from Darlene Shine?
Hey.
Say, see you, mate.
Bye.
Bye. Just when it's been you guys alone together, you know, late at night when you're lying there and you're touching the belly, what have you been saying to the baby or what moments have you two been having?
What do I do? I actually don't know. I just keep rubbing the belly, to be honest. That's all I do. I just rub the belly all night. I rub it all day too. I've been rubbing it every day, all day like that.
So cute.
But then I also just say nonny, nonny, nonny.
It's funny because I feel like this one has been so different in the sense that I haven't taken any photo. Like I really haven't taken, you know, usually you do the weekly photos and when you tell people you record it and do all that, but I just haven't done any. It's and baby clothes or items. I actually haven't bought one thing for this baby. It's just, I almost thought that it was, you know, at the start, we really didn't believe that it was real until recently, until we saw those scans, did we? Like, it was always like, you never know, just, you know, don't get too excited, blah, blah, blah. So I think that that's what happens when you have so many losses. You're just constantly protecting yourself. So I've just almost been trying really hard to completely disregard what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's
and get on with it. And not acknowledge, like, love you, baby, so much, but trying to not, like...
You've been trying to just stay really normal and just keep doing what you're doing. You're like, yeah, we're going...
Trying not to obsess over it because I feel like I was so, you know, obsessive the last times and it just, that's what really spiraled me out of control. But this one has just been so different. Everything's normal. We had our 13-week scan the other day and we just wanted to hop on here, give you guys a... bonus episode, share the news, all the details. But there's going to be so much more details. I'll try and dissect it a little bit more when my brain's working a bit better.
Yeah, we have to go back to the top and go through your entire journey again, just step by step for everyone, because you definitely missed a lot there.
Did we?
I mean...
Well, there's not much to add, really. Fucking, you're pregnant, we're frothing. We're excited. How happy do you need to be? There's no tears here. We're all happy, mate. Life's good. Bun in the oven, it's cooking, it's sleeping, it's kicking.
It is.
That's all that matters.
I've been crying.
Yeah, go upstairs. Ellie can have a margarita.
You can't.
I'll have one with her.
Yes.
You can have a water. Bang.
Let's party.
Yeah. Be positive.
Coco baby, it's here to stay. Yeah.
We had sex in the Maldives. You're pregnant and we're on.
You're on.
No, but I just want to say, honestly, this is the happiest I've been ever in my life, and it's so special that we get to bring in a beautiful baby into this world, and they're going to be very, very lucky and they're going to have a really good time, really, really good time. So
I'm just so intrigued.
What a lucky baby. This baby is going to be the happiest, most loved child in the fucking universe.
Mm-hmm.
You two are going to be the best parents in the entire world. I'm so ridiculously happy for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I love you guys.
But if anyone has any questions about anything, send them through to us. Probably best is to email us because that's the best way for us to compile them, and I will... I will get on and I will answer any of your burning questions, and I really hope that I haven't breathed.
Thank God you and me are sharing a mic so you can blame it on me.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to work on my breathing skills. I actually did just read that it's a pregnancy thing. Yep. Anyway.
That's a wrap. Yay.
Chicken salad.
Baby fish incoming.